Welcome to For the Health of It, starring Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor. I hear she loves vegetables, but is a terrible gardener. Jessica Labby is our co-host. I tell you, she would most likely win an arm wrestling competition. Mike Clark, our producer, is flexing his bicep right now for me. Yep, Jessica would win. Hopefully they will get over themselves long enough to focus on you, dear listener. I bet they will inspire you to eat, move, sleep, think, and live better. You're listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it.
Actually, Mike does have pretty big guns, but I think he would let Jessica win just because he's a gentleman.
I would.
That wouldn't be fair, though. I can't even do one pull-up yet.
You're working on it, though.
I am trying.
We're here today to talk about how to increase your energy.
Which we all need to do.
Yes. It's something I hear often from patients, that they just want to have more energy. So we want to talk about aspects of healthy living mentally and physically that will contribute to a life of energy. The first thing we're going to talk about is the concept of doing what you love. Now, Mike, I know that you and Elizabeth will often go to the beach. I know you've been to Crane's Beach often.
I'm a beach fanatic.
And you'll have jam sessions on the beach.
Yeah.
So what if you knew that Saturday was going to be unseasonably warm, glorious weather? You had a group of your favorite people set up to meet you at the beach for a jam session. Would it be hard for you to wake up in the morning
to do
that?
Not at all. I'd hop right out of bed.
Yeah, because you're excited.
That's right.
And we
it's
all
something I want to do and that I like to do. So.
And we all experience that, whether it's shopping or going to Disney World or going to fly on a plane to see a relative that we miss and love. But on the other side, for example, Jessica, if you had to wake up Saturday morning to have a dental appointment where you're going to get cavities filled, would it be harder to wake up?
No, because I know I'm going to do yoga right after. But I see your point.
That's right. Well, and you make the good point that even if you have to do something you don't want to do, if you surround it or create the experience in a way that would be more exciting for you, then it's going to be easier to have energy. Because bottom line is, when we're doing what we enjoy doing, our energy can skyrocket. You could feel absolutely no energy, feeling just tired, and you could have a friend call up and say, hey, do you want to go do blank? And it's something you're excited about. Right. Your energy could change like that.
Something in your brain kicks in and you get motivated.
You're motivated. That's right.
Yeah.
So if we find that we regularly have no energy, oftentimes we're just not filling our life with things that we enjoy doing enough.
Well, especially if you go to a job every day that you can't stand, and then you come home and you've got screaming kids and your husband and you are not getting along, that is energy suckage.
That's right.
See, I love my job. So, you know, I hopped out of bed this morning knowing you guys would be here to do these podcasts.
And you walked over to the barn and you did put shoes on.
I did. I'm fully dressed today.
You're so sweet, Mike.
Yeah, and I went to bed thinking, oh, I get to get up and go hang out with Jessica and Mike and do a podcast. I was excited about that.
Why?
You're actually pretty fun to hang around with, even though I give you a hard time.
I know.
But this concept of doing what you love, you can apply it to your work, to activities. You can even apply it to something you maybe wouldn't normally like to do. For example, most people don't get excited about, say, washing dishes or doing laundry or paying the bills. But if you asked yourself, how could I make the environment more exciting? How can I make the environment something that I would enjoy? So, for example, I have an iTunes in the computer where I do my bills, and I created a playlist that was called Bills, and it's some of my favorite songs, upbeat, just make me want to tap my feet and be in a good mood.
Yeah.
So every time I do my bills, I start that playlist. And, you know, I'm pretty neutral about doing bills. I'll think positively and have a good connection. And the music helps because I'm enjoying listening to it. And same idea with housework.
So taking a mundane task and turn it into something fun.
Exactly. Yeah. And even just making the environment more exciting. So for example, if you're not enjoying your job and you work in a cubicle, you know, what would you need to do to make the environment feel better to you? Put pictures up of people you love, paint it a color that's pleasing to you. We can
make it more fun. I may vacuum the house naked tomorrow. I think that would be more fun.
For who?
For who?
For the vacuum cleaner.
The cats.
Yeah.
The big fat cat. Anyway. It comes down to, though, when we have purposeful actions. And when we purposefully decide to fill our life with what we love and to fill our environment with what pleases us, it will help us to have more energy. And that brings us to the second point, which is similar, and it's getting out of your comfort zone. Now, Mike, your wife, Elizabeth, has joined Toastmasters with me. And it's for Toastmasters, if you don't know what that is, it's an international speaking group. We have a local branch here in Milford. I'm actually the president this year. And it's a club that's designed to help people with public speaking.
That's really getting out of your comfort zone, I think.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably the ultimate. But for example, with Elizabeth, even though she's just a naturally outgoing person, she's very well spoken, that was a stretch for her to get up and speak. And if you remember times in your life where you feel stretched, whether it was just being in front of hundreds of people on your wedding day or a day that you had a major test, the day that you had to do something that was out of your comfort zone, whether you jumped out of a plane with a parachute, whatever you did, you can think about those moments. I might do that.
It's fun.
But think about those moments where you got the butterflies. And that gives you energy. And if you can't remember the last time you put yourself in a situation like that, that helped you to grow, that made you feel a little anxious in a good way, you might find that doing that again purposefully will raise your energy.
Absolutely. The best performers in the world that probably do it every night say they still get butterflies before a performance. And that's why, you know, they do what they do great, because that adrenaline kicks in and they're excited about what they're doing.
And I can say, though, jumping out of a plane, I had energy from that for a year after I did that.
You actually did that?
I did.
Wow. Tandem or?
Of course.
Yeah.
Before break, I want to read one of my favorite quotes that talks about letting go of fear. It's by President Roosevelt. And he said, "Far better it is to dare mighty things, to win glorious triumphs, even though checkered by failure, than to rank with those poor spirits who neither enjoy much nor suffer much, because they live in the great twilight that knows not victory nor defeat." He's telling you to just not play it safe.
Right.
And that will definitely give you energy. So when we get back from the break, we're actually going to talk about nutrition and exercise and how that can contribute or not contribute to increased energy.
Sounds like a plan.
You're listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. Your host is Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. For more information about Dr. Jennifer or this podcast, check out spinalcorrectivecenter.com. If you would like to schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jennifer, call 603-673-5600 and mention this podcast to receive a special offer. That's 603-673-5600. To find a wellness chiropractor in your area, go to chiropractic.org/doctorfinder. Now, back to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it.
We're back from break, and we're discussing how to have more energy. So we talked about how to do what you love more often in your life.
That gives you more energy.
And get out of your comfort zone. And a note about that is, you might say, well, as soon as the kids are out of school, or as soon as that big project is over, or the time is right now. So I want to encourage you to think about, even if it's small, what can I do right now that will feed me on a more regular basis? And speaking of feeding, let's talk about nutrition.
What a segue.
Wasn't that good?
That was brilliant.
It was off the top of my head. We all know that nutrition obviously can give us energy. That's pretty much common knowledge. But if you thought about what kind of energy we get from the typical American diet.
None at all. It bogs you down.
Heavy, greasy, cheesy, fried, buttered foods.
Oh, that sounds good.
It does sound good, and it might taste excellent.
Yeah.
But what it does is it's a heavy food. It makes you feel more heavy, and it actually makes you heavier.
It takes your body a lot of effort to process all that junk.
That's exactly right, because a lot of it, everybody doesn't even know how to...
What do I do with this?
Yeah, what do I do with this? So I'm going to store it in the body as fat, and it's going to make harder for me to walk around. And we tend to stuff ourselves because portion size is so big. I'm really beginning to believe that we as a society eat way more food than we need to. We have this illusion that we need to eat a full-size meal 3 times a day. And we really don't need to eat that quantity of food that we're eating.
Yeah, it's true.
We can eat about half of what we're eating often, and we would be fine.
a lot of times when I go to restaurants with my wife, we buy like just the appetizers and we eat a couple of little things.
Oh, that's
like
a good idea.
We don't even, you know, we don't even order a full entree because I can't eat it. It's
we'll order two side salads and then share an entree.
Yeah, right, exactly.
It's usually fine.
Yeah.
I could eat a day's worth of calories in one sitting. I'm sorry to admit that.
Into that little body?
Yes.
I don't think so.
But the difference is one thing that Jessica's good at is eating nutrient dense food. Because you could have a plate of food that has very little actual nutrition in it, and you could have a plate of food that's completely nutrient-dense, and how we feel after it will change. So, for example, when you eat a really nutrient-dense meal, it's whole foods, meaning it's alive. There's nutrients, there's greens, there's vegetables, there's whole grains, there's proteins that are natural. Our body is more satisfied. Our body's not looking for the rest of the nutrients the rest of the day. We don't have the urge to snack, and we tend to not overeat. So the more nutrient-dense foods, we tend to have more energy and to not overeat.
When I go to a birthday party, I come home and I just lie on the floor because I'm having cake crash.
That's right. Yeah, there's no energy there. That's right.
No.
And the other key component with that is we need to make sure we're hydrated. You know, and our bodies can process about 4 ounces of water every half hour. So ideally, you want to be sipping water, about a Dixie cup of water every half hour. So it's not about waiting till you get home and then drinking 3 full glasses of water at the end of the day. It's making sure you always have a water near you and you're just sipping it all day long.
Most people are probably dehydrated. They don't even know it.
Oh, that's very true. And oftentimes, the first sensation we get when we're beginning to be thirsty is we think we need food. We think we're actually hungry.
Right.
So oftentimes if you just drink some water, you'll find that you don't need to eat.
One great way to tell that if you're hydrated or not is to look at your face. I always can tell it looks like I have more wrinkles when I'm dehydrated. If I can wake up and drink.
You don't have any.
That's because I'm hydrated.
There you go.
She's been drinking water all day here. And then the next step, which Mike, you actually have been a very good example of this, is you have to spend energy to get energy.
True.
Now, you've been doing some pretty intense workouts since we've met. So let me ask you, do you have more energy now that you've been doing that or less?
A lot more, actually.
Now, isn't that funny? Because you would think, oh, I'm just too tired to exercise. That is such an illusion because oftentimes if we're too tired to exercise or to move, that's when we'll gain the most energy from moving.
Absolutely. In fact, if I do my workout too late in the day, I have a hard time sleeping because my body is just revved up.
Me too.
Yeah. So, you know, I try to do it in the morning so my body calms down, but it gives me major energy.
Well, if I were to ask you who's the most energetic person you know, you'd probably think of somebody who's very fit, who exercises a lot. You wouldn't think of the overweight person who sits on the couch all day long.
Right, exactly.
So to get more energy, you have to spend energy. You have to move. And it's a great thing to remember when you're feeling tired, because if you just get yourself off the couch, off the chair, away from the computer, then we can get energy. And Jessica, you and I were talking earlier about how you get energy from nature.
Oh, yes. If I'm surrounded by computers all day, my cell phone, just noise, and my commute and the road rage, if I can just go in the woods for a half hour, I feel like I've plugged in my batteries.
Yeah, because we're bombarded with media and sound and vision all the time.
Oh,
it wears you down.
Overstimulation.
No doubt. So even going for a walk outside, which you can virtually do year-round if you have the right footwear, it will give you energy. You'll feel better.
Absolutely.
The last example is making sure your nervous system is working properly, or being what we call subluxation free.
That's where you come in.
So, Mike, subluxation, because I know you haven't been taught this.
You didn't have to swear at me again.
Subluxation is when your spine is not moving correctly or out of position, and it's not allowing the nervous system to function properly. Or to make it condense, it's spinal injury to your nervous system. And if you think about this, the brain is like the power generator of the body. You know, we had that big ice storm a year ago, and we lost all this power. So you turn your generators on, that's the brain, that's the power. Now, if you were to take all of the nerves in your body and lay them out end to end, like on a road, 47 miles of nerves is what we have inside of our body.
Wow.
And they are the lifeline. They're what gets the power, the electricity from the brain to the body. So imagine this bright house where every light is on. And subluxation is like turning the lights down, dimming the lights or turning the lights off. And you know, what do you do at night? You turn your lights off because you need to slow down, you need to stop, your energy is decreasing. if our body is starting to lose that power, lose that light, we're going to feel a lack of energy. And it's been quite proven that as we are have healthier spines and our posture is healthier, that we actually will gain more energy.
And we hear that from patients all the time.
Yes, we really do. And it's cool because there was a study that was done that shows that even just the weight of a quarter on your nervous system, which I'm going to read right here. Dr. Chugha Su said that subluxations can reduce nerve flow up to 60% with just the weight of a quarter. So you don't have to have a lot of pressure on your nerves to have that nerve have decreased energy flow. It can just be a small amount of pressure, which could happen from a car accident, from sitting at a computer too much, from carrying a heavy child.
So chiropractic care will take care of that?
It does work to help reduce subluxation, that's right. And then what happens is we free up a lot of the excess energy that was being used to try to keep you properly upright in gravity. It's freed up then for the body function. So I do encourage everyone, if they haven't had their spine checked, to make sure they do that, because keeping your spine healthy, just like we work to keep our teeth healthy and different parts of our body healthy, to work to keep our spine healthy is one huge aspect of health, and it will actually give you energy. So I hope I've encouraged you to think of something that you can start doing today to gain more energy, whether it's just doing something you love, scheduling it, making sure it's part of your life.
Add it to your to-do list.
That's right. Getting out of your comfort zone. Maybe there's something you've always wanted to do that you've had fear, and you could take the first step towards doing that today.
I may go jump out of a plane later.
Oh, can I come?
Yes. We can tandem, Jessica.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Keep your diet clean. I guarantee when you have a clean, nutrient-dense diet, you'll feel better. And then, of course, just spend some energy to get some energy. And if you haven't been working on spinal health, consider that for your life as well.
Yes, Mike.
Sounds like a plan.
See you next time.
You've been listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. For more information, go to spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call Dr. Jennifer at 603-673-5600. That's spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call 603-673-5600.